Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Before we get back to the show, I just want to say how much we have loved bringing you shows like Winnie Taylor's Fourth and Inches or the new Earth Rangers Underground podcast, and especially the new episodes in the 6 Minutes feed, the ones about the Cyrus Lost tapes. And this is when I need to say a big thank you to all our GZM subscribers. Your support makes independent audio like this possible. If you're not a GZM subscriber yet, right now is the time to join for ad-free listening, early access, and more. Show your support and learn more at gzmshows.com/subscribers. Help us bring you more great shows by becoming a subscriber today. And thank you.
Hi, and welcome to the Alien Adventures of Finn Caspian. My name is Jonathan Messenger, and with me, as always, is the lovely, the shiny, the tiny, Bebop, Robomogo, Wanatron. How you doing, Bebop?
I am doing great. My name is Bebop, and with me, as always, is my co-host, the shiny Jonathan Messenger.
I'm not that shiny, Bebop. You're metal, I have skin, you know, I'm not that shiny.
Yeah, but the top of your head doesn't have any hair on it, So it's pretty shiny.
I get it.
It's a bald joke, Jonathan.
Yeah, thanks.
Because you're bald.
I guess I should have seen that coming. Well, let's get into it, shall we? This is just a message to let you guys know that we are plugging away on our next season. We've been a little tied up with all the Finn Caspian books. That's all done now. First one is coming out in September. I'm super excited. We have a lot of fun stuff planned around the books. And now that's all done, we can really get this season going.
You kind of said that before, Jonathan.
I know, Bebop, I know. But now this is really the case. We now have all of our schedule open to focus solely on making this fun, great season of Finn Caspian.
That's right. And so come Friday, we'll be back with a brand new episode of Finn Caspian.
That's right. We'll finally find out what intergalactic games the Marlowe kids are going to face off with the Shakespeare kids in.
And we have our own game. Is that right, Jonathan?
That is right, Bebop. You are being a very friendly co-host to me today.
Jonathan, I have many sides.
I don't doubt it, Bebop.
So why don't you tell them about our game?
Sure. So we are also on Friday going to launch March Book Madness. Maybe you know about March Madness in the U.S. That is the giant college basketball tournament. It's a bracket tournament where 64 teams face off against each other, and they play games until they winnow down to the number one champion team. And that's what we are going to do, but with children's books taken from across the history of children's literature. We're going to pick our favorite books. We're going to pit those books against each other. Listeners will get to vote on their favorite books. And eventually, we will pick a champion of children's literature.
And that champion, Jonathan, shall be me.
No. Bebop, I don't think you understand what the tournament is.
Oh, I understand it, Jonathan. And I will win.
No, Bebop, it's not about you or me winning. It's about picking the best children's book from across history. So the book will be the winner.
I will win it.
So, like, if your favorite book is...
I will defeat you, Jonathan.
Defeat me? I thought you were being a friendly co-host.
I have many sides, Jonathan.
All right. That is true. Okay, so we are back on Friday with a brand new episode for you all. And we have a good list of children's books that we're going to pit against each other in our March Madness tournament. But if there's a book that you really want to see on there, you can email me at earth@finncaspian.com, subject line March, and we'll try to get that book into the tournament. Sound good, Bebop?
I will defeat you.
I take that as a yes. All right, everybody, so we will see you on Friday with a brand new episode, some intergalactic games in outer space, and a game for all of us to play together. So we will see you on Friday. Thanks, everybody.
I am the champion.
Hey, parents and teachers, have you heard about GZMClassroom.com? It's a website where teachers can get companion resources for everyone's favorite GZM shows. 6 Minutes, Mars Patel, Podcast Title Pending, Seis Minutos, The Res, Becoming Mother Nature, Iowa Chapman and the Last Dog, Treasure Island 2020, The Hollow, Young Ben Franklin, and The Big Fib all have companion resources for additional critical thinking, listening comprehension, and ultimately, creativity. We made them just for you. And oh yeah, they're free. Free! The people on Facebook didn't believe us, but they are F-R-E-E, free. Head to gzmclassroom.com and get yours today. Hey, it's Jess. Did you know that GZM Shows has a YouTube channel? Right now, all of 6 Minutes, Becoming Mother Nature, GZM Beats, and Cupid and the Reaper are up. And they're in these, like, beautiful playlists. They have this fun audio waveform visual. And best of all, you can turn on captions. And the captions have character names. Anyway, subscribe to GZM Shows on YouTube. Maybe there'll be some cool things in the future, like live streams, interviews, behind the scenes. We'll see. GZM Shows on YouTube.